Lesson 13, Hiring and Training. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The conductor is signaling the train.
B.
The trainer is conducting a session.
C.
The applicant is setting up an interview.
D.
The employees are rejecting the contract.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
You don't think this will generate a lot of extra paperwork, do you?
A. No. In fact, I think it will reduce paperwork. B. Yes, the papers have arrived. C. I already turned on the generator.
Number 3.
Do you think that Lena looks up to Virginia?
A. Lena's application was rejected. B. Virginia was her mentor, so it's natural that she would. C. The team will update us on Thursday.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
How has the week of training gone so far? I've been concerned that the group is too big.
We do have a large group of trainees, but we've been able to stay on track and get a lot accomplished.
Everyone is commenting on the amount of excitement that your program has generated.
Yes, we're quite pleased with our success so far. Well, I have to get going. I need to set up the meeting room for this afternoon session. See you later.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
Welcome to our first annual Mentors Training Program. You have been selected by your coworkers for this program because they look up to you, and that's an honor. So congratulations to all of you for being here. Today, we're going to start by generating a list of characteristics that make a successful mentor. I'd like you all to take a few minutes to think back to a mentor you've known or worked with. What made that person a good mentor? In order to stay on track with our schedule, we'll take no more than 5 minutes for this first activity. So please begin listing your ideas now, and when I say stop, it will be time to share with the group.